let's talk about referrals, because maybe you're somebody who has noticed that referrals aren't flowing to you the way that they used to. Like, you're doing great work. Your clients are still getting really good results. You're asking for referrals in theory at the right times. You're making it easy for people to send you other people. But somehow the referrals have slowed to a trickle. Or if they do come in, they're just not qualified yet. They're not ready to move. They're not ready to take action. Or they're just kind of shopping around. They're not really ready to work with you. And if you're experiencing this, I promise you, you're not alone. I come across this all the time when I talk to people on my brand message assessments. It's pretty interesting. It's something that I'm seeing again more and more as we move through the year. So today, I want to talk about what's going on. Like, why is referral marketing, the strategy that in theory was the foundational thing that used to work really well for everybody, not working in the same way anymore? What is going on? Because maybe you're putting everything out there, you're doing all the work, but building your business based on referrals has become like very shaky, not working the same. So the good news is that there's a really new model that's emerging that is way more powerful, way more predictable, and more scalable than referral marketing over anything else. And what you need to understand is that you have to adapt how you're approaching marketing in the world as we move into 2026 and or move away from 2025 and look at different things in a different way. So referral marketing used to look like, you know, basically 5-10 years ago, where you were good at what you do, you're a good coach, you're a good consultant, and you're delivering these really great results for your clients. And so it became pretty easy, right? Like, these were people that were kind of automatically coming in. Your clients would rave about you to their friends, to their colleagues. They would introduce you in Facebook groups. They would tag you here and there. And then, like, they're just sending people your way. And those referrals would really easily convert because they weren't necessarily kind of, you know, in tune to as many options out there. They were just trusting their friends or people that were recommending them more than anything else. And the referred person didn't usually do a lot of research before reaching out, because if your friend had a good experience, well, that is basically enough. Referral marketing was basically the holy grail. You know, build a great business, get great results for your clients, and clients are going to come through word of mouth. And a lot of people have built their entire businesses this way because it's not expensive. You don't need ads. You don't need funnels. You don't need like constant content creation. You're just doing great work and people come to you. It sounds beautiful. It's wonderful. And it used to be sustainable, but it's not working anymore. And I see this so often. It's really, really interesting, because basically what I'm seeing with referral-based businesses this past year is that, sure, your clients are still happy. The results that you're getting are still great. People are still willing to refer you people, but referrals are either coming to you not as frequently as they used to before, or they're taking much longer to convert. When they do come, they shop around with multiple providers instead of just booking with you. They're way more price sensitive than they used to be. They need a lot more convincing before they'll make a commitment and just take action and hire you. And coaches are confused because they're like, well, I'm doing the same great work as I used to do. So why aren't the referrals working in the same way anymore? So what's happening, and this is a thing that people aren't really talking about, is that first, market sophistication has really exploded, right? Your potential clients, even the ones that are referred, they have been exposed to hundreds of coaches and experts through social media, podcasts, YouTube, ads. Like, they know what other options exist. They know what questions to ask. They know how to shop around. A referral used to mean work with this person, and that's it. Now it means, well, add that person to the list of people to research before you make a decision on who you're going to hire. The second thing is that referred prospects are going to research you before they reach out to you. So if somebody refers you right now, that person doesn't just book a call. They're going to Google you. They're going to look for you on LinkedIn. They're going to look for your website. They're going to watch your content. And if your online presence doesn't match that referral that they got, or it just feels like there's something missing, they're just going to move on without contacting you. Or worse, they're going to contact you, but then they're still comparing you to 5 other people that they've also researched. So you're basically like in this super competitive sales situation instead of like a warm referral situation, which is what it used to be before. The third thing that I'm seeing is that the why you question has become more relevant right now. So it used to be that, you know, just because somebody referred you, well, that's all that they needed to make a decision, right? Like, that was the whole story. Now the referred prospect is somebody that wants to know, what makes you different? Why should I work with you instead of all of the other experts in this category? And if you can't answer that question clearly and in a very compelling way, even a warm referral will not really convert. So let's talk a little bit more about what the solution is, because there is a new model that is replacing referral marketing, and it's really strategic category ownership. So instead of depending on people referring others to you, you become really distinctively positioned in your category, so much so that the only person that people think of when they have that specific problem is you. So what that means is that in that old model, it was more about like, I'm going to be great at what I do, and I'm going to hope that my clients are going to refer me people, which means that new clients come in through my existing clients. The new model focuses on you really owning your category through distinctive positioning, where strategic visibility makes you unavoidable and clients are seeking you out, which means that referrals become automatic because you're basically the obvious choice. So while the difference is subtle, it's pretty crucial, because in that old model, you're depending on past clients who to be able to generate future clients. In the new model, you're building positioning and visibility that generates clients directly and makes referrals even more powerful when they do happen, because you're already top of mind in your category. So basically, what you want to do instead of being another great coach in your field is creating this distinctive category where you're basically the obvious leader, right? So you're not just solving problems, you're naming the problems that other people haven't named. You don't just offer solutions, you're offering proprietary frameworks, you're offering names, big ideas, angle of mastery solutions that are basically just your own. So your content isn't just educating, it's positioning you as that category leader. You're not sharing tips and tactics and things that anybody, including ChatGPT, could share, but you're showing insights that could only come from your unique perspective and that angle of mastery that you're bringing. You're challenging industry assumptions. You're introducing new ideas. You're reshaping how people think about their problems and the solutions that you can bring to them. So that type of content doesn't just attract attention. It ends up building authority that makes you the ultimate obvious choice. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that referrals are dead. We bring a lot of people through referrals ourselves, and definitely you should not ignore that. They're still valuable. They still convert. They're still a healthy part of having a business, but it can't be your only strategy anymore. And it shouldn't be your primary strategy. What I want you to understand is that because there's so much noise, because there's so much competition in the market, you're not only competing with other experts that are doing the same thing as you're doing. You're not only competing with the new kind of coaches who are up and coming right now and the people who are way more established than you. You're competing with AI. You're competing with ChatGPT. And therefore, your buyer is way more sophisticated. These are not people who are like, they stumbled into coaching and they're like, wait, what is this? I have never heard of this before. These are people who are more typically a little bit more problem aware and very likely somewhat solution aware. And so if your content or what you're doing is just like depending on what my clients bring me, it's going to make it really difficult for you to bring in people unless your message is so solid that your clients can really easily sell what you do to other people, right? So if you make your message really clear and really compelling that your clients can basically become salespeople for you in a way that is simple, right? You're not complicating things. That's going to be the thing that's going to bring you better leads. So I'll give you an example. I recently had somebody come in as a referral, and my client who had brought her over said, Fabi, it was so easy bringing her in because all I needed to tell her is that you would help her bring in power buyer clients, define her angle of mastery, and turn what she does into a need to have. That is my simple core message that she could easily replicate as well. But part of the reason that that happened is that my message is really clear and the way that I'm communicating is clear, and therefore I'm establishing that category leadership in terms of power buyer client, angle of mastery, need to have formula. So I'm making those things my proprietary things that my clients can easily replicate as well when they're trying to bring in referrals. They're not just depending on my systems and my strategies for bringing referrals, which wonderful, great. I have a ton of different things that we do, but they have to be able to become kind of replicas of how you're communicating your message as well. And part of the reason why I see such a decline in terms of referral marketing in the past year, mind you, I've spoken to people this year and tell me, Fabi, I've spent the last 15, 20 years building my business through word of mouth, and I'm seeing a fast decline on how many clients are coming in through referrals this year. Well, of course you are. Your ideal clients are now getting exposed to much more information than just what their friend is telling them, hey, here's the person that you need to hire. And so your message needs to be extremely strong and clear, and you need to have a very compelling and powerful angle of mastery, that big idea, that insight that makes your ideal client say, this is the person that I need to hire. So all of this to say, if you are somebody who has built your business through referral marketing and you are looking for ways to be able to communicate in a very clear and compelling way what it is that you do to establish category leadership so that you can sure keep on referrals as a way to bring in clients, but expand that so that you're bringing clients from different places, we need to have a quick 15-minute conversation where I take a quick look at your current messaging, how you're communicating, how you're coming across for your ideal clients, for your prospects, or even for those referrals so that you're bringing in more qualified people into your business. All you need to do is go to brandmessagesession.com to book that 15-minute call or find the link underneath this episode. And make sure you follow me on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the places at Fabi Paolini. And I will see you in another episode.